Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Some high school basketball around the area last night. In girls' hoops, it was Abraham Lincoln downing Atlantic 43-24. Creston beat Orient Maxburg 58-18. Earlham downed Iowa Christian Academy 72-29 in girls' hoops on Monday night. Iowa State used a 27-0 run in the opening half as they blew the game open and cruised to a 110-51 victory over Missouri Kansas City in men's college hoops in Ames last night. The Cyclones showed early there would be no letdown after victories over Michigan and BYU.
After the last couple emotional wins, you always worry about that. A little bit of a letdown coming out. You know, we talked to our guys a lot the last few days, and I give them a lot of credit. They did a really good job preparing for it. You know, as a team that runs a lot of different defenses, they pressed three different ways and drop back to zone, sometimes to man, and you have to prepare for all that. And I thought our guys really came out ready right from the opening tip and, you know, played a very solid 40 minutes of basketball.
That's ISU coach Fred Hoiberg. DeAndre Kane led the Cyclones with 20 points and 8 rebounds as ISU improves to 5-0.
I thought we made very unselfish plays. I think of our 16 first-half field goals, 12 of them were assisted. You have 24 assists in the game, 59-31 on the glass. And that's just going out and taking care of business. We did what we had to do. You get to the line 39 times and shoot 32 threes. You normally don't see those two things happen at the same time.
11 different Cyclones scored in that contest last night. Nate Buss came off the bench to score 23 points and grab 12 rebounds. Both of those are career highs, leading Northern Iowa to a 65-50 win over LaSalle and a third-place finish in the Paradise Jam tournament. The Panthers, who lost to Maryland in the semifinals Sunday night, led by three after a half, but went on a 12-2 run early in the first half. LaSalle fell to Providence in the other semifinal. Seth Tuttle had 15 points for Northern Iowa as the Panthers improved to 3-3 on the season. In top 25 college men's hoops yesterday, number 3 Kentucky beat Cleveland State 68-61. Fifth-rated Oklahoma State over South Florida 93-67. Number 7 Ohio State beat Wyoming 65-50. Eighth-rated Syracuse down Minnesota 75-67. Dayton knocked off number 11 Gonzaga 84-79. 12th-rated Wichita State over DePaul 90-72. Number 15 Florida winner over Jacksonville 86-60. 18th-ranked Baylor beat Chaminade 93-77. While Arizona State dumped number 25 Marquette 79-77. A Los Angeles Lakers guard Kobe Bryant has signed a 2-year contract extension that runs through his 20th season with the franchise. ESPN reported the deal is worth $48.5 million, keeping the 5-time NBA champion among the league's highest paid players, but lower than his $30.45 million salary this season. Bryant hasn't played this season while recovering from surgery on his torn Achilles tendon in April. The NBA's number 4 career scoring leader could have become a free agent next summer. In the NBA last night, it was Boston over Charlotte 96-86. Indiana beat Minnesota 98-84. Detroit down Milwaukee 113-94. Miami over Phoenix 107-92. Houston beat Memphis 93-86. Denver over Dallas 110-96. San Antonio beat New Orleans 112-93. Utah in overtime over Chicago 89-83. Portland beat New York 102-91. In the National Hockey League yesterday, it was Columbus shutting out Toronto 6-0. Boston an overtime 4-3 winner over Pittsburgh. Winnipeg beat New Jersey 3-1. Tampa Bay over the New York Rangers 5-0. Florida beat Philadelphia 3-1. St. Louis over Minnesota 3-0. Nashville beat Phoenix 4-2. Chicago over Edmonton 5-1. And in overtime, Los Angeles 3-2 over Vancouver. Iowa State officials announced plans to enclose the south end of Jack Trice Stadium. A lead gift of $25 million from Roy and Bobby Ryman has jump-started plans, according to Athletic Director Jamie Pollard.
Although we still need to seek approval from the Board of Regents and develop the final plans for this project, it is our desire to complete the project as soon as possible. We would like the project to be completed by the start of the fall 2015 football season.
Pollard says they're not sure what the seating capacity of the stadium will be when the project is completed.
The project still has to be planned out. We have some ideas, and I think the main focus of our ideas is that we want to be able to maintain the great environment that we have in Jack Trice Stadium and not be as focused on the number of seats. What we've experienced over the last several years in our stadium is unbelievable, and we need to capture that and enhance it and do whatever we can to maintain what we've developed. And the number of seats will actually be a byproduct of that process.
Pollard says the gift means they can now start putting together a formal plan. He says the goal is to have it completed by the 2015 season. Cyclone coach Paul Rhodes says it's great news for the football program.
growing up in his state, growing up around Iowa State football and Iowa State University, if there's one thing that the fans have always craved for, it's bowling in, it's closing in that south end zone. They're going to get their wish, they're going to get their desire.
Rhodes says it will help the Cyclones along the recruiting trail. A Florida State quarterback Jameis Winston, Texas A&M QB Johnny Manziel, and Alabama quarterback A.J. McCarron are finalists for the Maxwell Award given to college football's Player of the Year. The three players also are up for the Davey O'Brien National Quarterback Award, which was won last season by Manziel. Pittsburgh defensive tackle Aaron Donald is also up for two awards, the Chuck Bednarik Award as the Defensive Player of the Year, and the Outland Trophy as the top interior lineman. In the NFL last night, Colin Kaepernick had a productive game, helping San Francisco improve to 7-4 as Kaepernick passed for 235 yards, three touchdowns, and no interceptions as the 49ers dominated Washington 27-6. The Niners led just 10-6 until Kaepernick hit Anquan Boldin and Vernon Davis for touchdowns in the third quarter. Boldin had five catches for 94 yards and two TDs. Washington quarterback Robert Griffin III threw for just 127 yards and one interception without leading a touchdown drive. Griffin's team is 3-8 just a season after winning the NFC East. Elsewhere in the NFL, Chiefs linebacker Tom Bahali had an MRI exam on his sprained left ankle that came back better than expected Monday, while fellow linebacker Justin Houston had an MRI exam on his left elbow postponed because of swelling. Coach Andy Reid wouldn't say whether his top two pass rushers, both of them Pro Bowl picks a year ago, would be available for Sunday's game against the Denver Broncos. Holly rolled over his ankle in the first half of Sunday's 41-38 loss to the San Diego Chargers. He was walking on crutches in the locker room after the game, but Reid said that he was feeling better on Monday, and it's possible he could play versus Denver. Houston appears to be more doubtful after a subluxation of his elbow. Chicago Bears head coach Mark Trestman says he expects Jay Cutler to sit out his third straight game this weekend, but Trestman also is totally confident his quarterback will return this season. Cutler tore his left groin muscle against Washington on October 20th and missed the next game at Green Bay 2 weeks later. He returned earlier than expected against Detroit on November 10th, only to injure his ankle. Denver coach Jack Del Rio says MRIs revealed running back Knowshon Moreno's sprained right ankle and cornerback Dominique Rogers Cromartie's jammed right shoulder are not significant injuries. Del Rio said both players are day-to-day and should practice this week. Both were injured in Sunday night's overtime loss to New England. Well, the injured man, authorities say, saved a woman's life after she jumped from the third level of the Oakland Raiders stadium, says he's no hero and he would do it again. Donnie Navidad says he was among several people pleading with the woman not to jump Sunday as he positioned himself to try to catch her. When she plunged about 45 feet from the upper deck at the O.co Coliseum, Navidad, with his arms open, ended up breaking her fall. The 61-year-old Marine Corps veteran was hospitalized overnight and is recuperating from a severely bruised arm at his home in Stockton, California. The woman remains hospitalized in critical condition. Her name has not been released. And in baseball news, right-hander Dan Heron has agreed to a one-year, $10 million contract with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Heron returns to his native Southern California after going 10-14 with a 4.67 ERA for Washington last season. The 11-year veteran spent the previous three seasons with the LA Angels, going 33-27. The 33-year-old has 129 career victories. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.